The United States long ago took the lead when it comes to something else, putting limits on cigarette smoking in advertising. Russia? Not really. But now the Russian government is catching up. It wants to restrict tobacco ads and ban smoking in public places by the year 2015. But as Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, the Russian public isn't so supportive.
The Kremlin's proposed smoking ban is supported by Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, a self-proclaimed teetotaler and fitness buff. 40-something security guard Nikolai Shlomo has been smoking 2 packs a day for nearly 30 years. He rolls his eyes and waves off Putin's plan as he smokes in his tiny one-room office. How could they ban smoking completely, Shlomo asks. That'll never happen. They're smoking everywhere. All of Russia smokes. Shlomo isn't too far off. Nearly 500,000 Russian smokers die each year. More than half of women smoke here. Nearly 80% of men do. And why not? At about a buck, less than a bottle of water, cigarettes are a cheap fix. And this isn't a country where people are especially interested in their health. Think the U.S. circa the 1970s.
In Moscow, there's no requirement to have a smoking, non-smoking section. We don't.
Sitting in his smoke-filled nightclub on a Tuesday afternoon, non-smoking expatriate Campbell Bethwaite says there's no way Russia will be able to enforce any kind of smoking ban here.
I think if there was enough demand or enough of our customers were asking for a separate non-smoking section, we have separate rooms, and so we could certainly accommodate that. And anyone who does mention smoking in venues is usually a foreigner.
So if the average Russian doesn't even acknowledge the dangers of smoking, who supports a smoking ban? Well, there's the country's fitness buff, Prime Minister. Masha Gessen is editor at Snob Magazine in Moscow. She says she thinks Putin's idea to support the ban is absurd and doesn't know who else is even behind it.
He went out to a Moscow restaurant. Maybe he smelled the smoke in the space, as you would in any Moscow restaurant, and thought how disgusting, and decided to ban smoking in restaurants. We'll never know. It's entirely plausible. But again, it's not going to affect a lot of people, and unfortunately, it's not going to do anything about smoking in this country.
Even if Russian power brokers can push a smoking ban through the parliament, no one believes it would have much effect. 20-something smoker Lydia, who didn't want to use her last name, says Russia is different from the West when it comes to rules. She says there really isn't any government infrastructure to speak of, and Russians have had enough of crazy rules.
They don't care. Like, in Soviet Union, everything was banned, right? You had to follow the rules, otherwise you would get into prison, you would get into Siberia.
Back in his office, security guard Nikolai Shlomo says he'll never quit. If the government does do something stupid like ban cigarettes, Shlomo says, we'll just make our own like we did during Gorbachev's time. In 1990, Russians did make their own after there was a domestic shortage. People in the country grew their own tobacco and then sold it to their neighbors and to people in the city. The deficit led to the so-called tobacco rebellion, forcing the government to ask for international tobacco shipments. For the world, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.